Welcome into the Go 24/7 podcast. Appreciate you guys listening to us. Right now, we've got a little bit of breaking news. Came out a little bit earlier than all of us were expecting, but LSU five-star cornerback commit Elias Ricks has his high school for his final few months of high school before enrolling at the next level in January. He's headed to IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, the powerhouse program that really takes college football prospects and just continues to develop and get them better. And so with me, Billy Embody, to react to the news of Ricks going to IMG Academy, we've got Shea Dixon on the line with me. Shea, this is a big move, something that's been rumored for a while, like Elias said, but it comes out on Wednesday evening. Your initial thoughts on him going to IMG?
Well, I mean, it was something I guess we had knew that mid-June was a real possibility. I mean, Greg Biggins has been really tied in here, our West Coast analyst at 24/7 Sports, and close with the family. He's known Ricks kind of from the beginning of Elias's time as emerging as a, you know, kind of a regional and then a national recruit. But he said, look, as soon as he left Modern Day, which for folks who aren't familiar, I mean, they're a powerhouse. They play big time competition. They play on TV, and it was a big deal when he went there. I mean, everybody knew who Elias was, not just because he's super talented, but he played on one of the best teams in the country. And I never thought that he was going to sit out, Billy. Like, we had talked about that. I never heard that that was a realistic thing. He wanted to play somewhere, leaving Modern Day. You know, there were talks, obviously, of some Baton Rouge schools. Dunham got tossed around. U High got tossed around. But as I said, maybe about mid-month last month, we knew that he was going to go there on a visit. The family was kind of keeping it quiet. IMG was keeping it quiet. But, you know, it had leaked through the media, and the family had said, look, let Elias make his decision and then announce it. And he settled on IMG, you know, and then I think he was going to do it, mid-month. And somehow, I think Biggin said it leaked onto a Max Preps roster page for IMG, and they denied it, and then it got out, and Elias went ahead and put it out. But I know, look, on our board, there was a lot of melting going on. Oh, no, it's, you know, he's not going to be in Baton Rouge. That certainly leaves the door open, right, a little bit more for other teams to try to get at him, other players. But with what we know right now, between being around the family, knowing what we've talked to Biggins about, talking to people on the LSU side, all signs point to Elias sticking with LSU. He was there basically all of June during the open contact period and camp period, Billy, and we saw him in Major Burns and Corey Raymond and Ed Orgeron and all of them hanging out plenty. So I didn't see him up at Ohio State as much as maybe their fans certainly would lead you to believe of maybe how close this might be between LSU and Ohio State and even some other teams that will get visits, right? But I don't know. I just, for me right now, I don't think the IMG move's that big of a deal. I think that he'll graduate early and wind up at LSU.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And just to touch on some of those other visits, Alabama, one that'll stick out to LSU fans. Ohio State has been in the mix for a long, long time. They'll get an official visit in late November. USC's going to get an official visit for the game against Oregon in early November. There are a couple other schools jockeying for positions for official visits, Miami and Florida. But Ricks is going to be around LSU a good bit, too. We've talked about that off, you know, the board and things like that. You and I have talked. Talking with the family, they want to be around LSU and get that feel for Tiger Stadium as well a lot this fall. So they'll pop up for an official visit to LSU, and it'll be interesting to see when they set that date for that visit. But for me, I'm with you. There's not much concern for me here. And look, Elias told Greg Biggins it would take a coaching change for his recruitment to go another direction and for Elias to end up elsewhere.
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, his reasoning is I'm going to take these visits, A, because I want to get out and see everything, and B, it sets me up for if something were to happen with LSU, right? The wheels fall off, there's coaching changes, he's not familiar with the new staff, he picks somebody new. So, I don't think it'll come to that. Obviously, that's quite far, you know, in the future to even be guessing as to LSU having a rough season and then having coaching changes. I don't see it happening. I think a lot of this is a typical kind of hype around a five-star prospect who, you know, is certainly in the spotlight and is talking about taking visits. And anytime you're not out there saying, oh, look, it's 1,000,000% shut down, I'm not even going anywhere else, you'll have this kind of speculation. So, you know, I get it.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, you're right. And a lot of this started at the opening finals, where we don't need to rehash what the obvious, you know, connotations are with this, but, you know, he's around reporters and he's talking up different schools and being really nice. But I want to talk about his play on the field. He was one of the best corners there and really didn't get targeted much in 7-on-7, but because of really how well he covered. But his one-on-ones were competitive. He had length. He really tested well, actually. And we had him on our stopwatch as a 4.5 40. So he answered some top-end speed questions. Like I said, he was super competitive. Dominant at the opening and just really showed he's worthy of that five-star rating and that top 10 overall prospect and number one corner in the country as well.
Yeah, I think he holds on to that, at least in my mind, because the not a knock at all. Like if you're picking apart the five stars, right? It was that, oh, well, he's not, you know, the fastest corner you'll ever see. And then he silenced that stuff right at the opening. He had really good testing and his film's better than anybody's. I mean, in the playoffs, he was what he had 3 pick-sixes in one game. So I think that he's a rise, you know, he's sort of a level above the rest, for me at least, in this cornerback class. And if he goes wire to wire with it, or at least if he ends up at number one, that'll be back to back with Stingley. And Billy, we've seen plenty. You've seen them both a lot. But I mean, I think that their corner class is ultimately done between Major Burns and Ricks and LaRondo Johnson. And I meaning to say you had seen LaRondo and Burns a lot this spring. And people will say, well, what about Domio, the JUCO guy? I see him more as a nickel, and I think he could play some safety as well. But with them having Jordan Tolles and not getting Lathan Ransom, I think we're kind of looking at maybe the addition of, you know, the addition of Domio, which I think will happen. And I don't know, maybe someone else, but I think that they're feeling good about Ricks and company being sort of Ricks as a headliner and really good with the rest of the bunch. And that'll probably be it.
Yeah, I'm with you. And look, I mean, when you factor in Major Burns' rise, and he's had a really impressive spring testing and on 7-on-7, and his junior film's really good. And he showed up probably about 15, 20 pounds heavier in a good way. In the spring in general, he's got, you know, high-end prospect written all over him. LaRondo Johnson answered questions about his top-end speed and testing numbers at the opening finals. He had a strong week as well, 6 pass breakups, an interception. Again, a gamer, somebody that can play nickel, play that safety spot. That's kind of where LSU has Lorando pegged for, but he clocked a 4.5 4.40 and a 4.21 shuttle, and those are numbers that will put you in the conversation to play anywhere in the secondary. So I'm with you. I think the secondary class is really, really strong. I think they check kind of all their boxes after taking a big secondary class last year, and signing a lot of those guys in addition to Stingley. They're going to just bring in top end talent, and I'm with you. I think this is a class that stands pat at the corner and at the corner spot, especially with Ricks and Burns being the headliner. Lorando's kind of that nickel safety type player, but just an impressive group overall. And I think with Ricks, he now gets the opportunity to be coached up by, I mean, some of the best high school coaching and prep coaching that you can get down in IMG, and he's going to play a national schedule and do all those things. And that, I think that opportunity fits into his mindset. He's very competitive on the field, and that makes sense as to why he wouldn't sit out his senior season and play at IMG, because he wants to get coached. He wants to compete. And so this fits really well for him.
Yeah. So we're at least, what is the worry level? Should we express to the listeners? Are you at a zero, a one, a two? I mean, knowing, obviously, it would probably be a benefit more to LSU if he were at Dunham, or, you know, that would make sense, right? Or if he were just hanging out in Baton Rouge all week, every week. But even being at IMG and having guys like, and I know I'll butcher his name, Cavajos, Lejean, who's an Ohio State commit, is one of his buddies. He's been hyping it up because he knew it was IMG. It was, as Biggin said, it was kind of the worst-kept secret, or I think John Garcia said it by the opening. It was like the worst-kept secret among the players and media that that's where Ricks was going to end up. So that's why you've seen him all over Twitter hyping up, oh, he's going to flip to Ohio State. Just because of that kind of stuff staying his ear, I don't know. I'm at a one or two or maybe three, but probably not. I see the family coming here. I see Ricks coming here. I don't think this changes anything.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've got a worry level that's, you know, right around, you know, below that 5% mark. I, you know, we've shared our thoughts with our subscribers on Go 24/7 and our reasons, and they're out there as well too for anybody to read. Ricks has been very public about his status with LSU, and I think he's being truthful. I think he's being complimentary of other schools. He's going to take visits just to keep, you know, himself covered in case anything crazy does happen. But I'm with you. I think Elias Ricks ends up at LSU next January and really competing for a starting spot as well.
Yep. Christian Fulton will be gone. You'll have Stingley back. You'll have this crop of newcomers in. So him getting that head start, look, these kids who just showed up, they'll have 6 months on him, and then he'll have 6 months on the rest of the class. So I think that by the 2020 season, he'll be right in that mix to be kind of one of your debatable boundary starting corners.
Yeah, and so look, I mean, five-star corner, great fit at LSU. I think there's, like we've now discussed ad nauseum a little bit, but we probably will over the next few months, feel really good about where LSU stands with Elias Ricks as he finds his new home at IMG Academy in Florida. So that'll do it with this edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. Shay, stay dry, man. This weather in Baton Rouge right now is a little crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to need to escape. I think I may go to the beach and just sit there and ride it out.
Wouldn't be a bad play. I've been doing that the last week, but I'm back on the grind and about to be on the road a little bit more for basketball recruiting and seeing some of the prospects out there across the country over the next month. So you'll have to enjoy the beach for me now that I can't anymore.
I can do it. I can soak it all up for you.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, to the Go 24/7 podcast. Catch you guys next time, and be sure to hit that subscribe, rate, and review button for us on the podcast. So thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you next time.